Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With Hodgepodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge.
Good evening. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you out there to take advantage of the opportunities that you could create in order to find enjoyable employment. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt's the guy that makes everything work. Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Gene. We did so well together last week, we decided to bring it back together again for one more week.
Well, it's good to see you. We're going to do this all month. We're going to be talking about mothers all of the month.
All right.
And so hopefully you're here to go along with the journey.
We'll see what we can do, sir.
But anyway, for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of quips that we're going to play for you. And Matt, if you got them, let them go. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. You are welcome to watch me do the show, and simply by going out to our Tan Talk radio network, which is tantalk1340.com. You can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show, because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me, because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. Yes, we do see you. We see you coming. We see you going. I stress this on most shows. We see you, all of you. And the only thing we don't know is what's going to come out of your mouth, but we need to know what's going to come out of your mouth if you are looking for employment. And I'm going to suggest that what should come out of your mouth are the things you would like to do. That's the first thing I'm going to say, the things that you would like to do. Because probably people have been asking you all of your life, what do you like to do? And I'm going to suggest you start telling people what you like to do. And there's several reasons why you should tell people what you like to do. I'm going to go over some of those reasons because I want to help everyone out there, but specifically you mothers that we are I'm just going to say that we're talking about because last week we celebrated Mother's Day, which this past Sunday, but this week we're celebrating mothers because Mother's Day. The show came in the middle of the week, and so I wanted to make sure that we covered both ends of the week, and so that's why we're talking about mothers this weekend to find jobs. But my idea is to talk about mothers the entire month of April because they're entrepreneurs, they're job seekers, they're those of you that are thinking about starting a business, those of you that probably would like better jobs, and so I want to make sure that we cover things specifically for mothers because Father's Day is coming up next month, and we're going to be talking about things that fathers can do or male entrepreneurs and job seekers. But anyway, so that's what we're going to be doing. But if you are a person, a mother that's looking for employment, and you think of what you would like to do, but you don't know what to do because you don't know how to do what you like to do because our educational system doesn't focus on what you like to do in one sense. I'm trying to get you to focus on recognizing what it is that you do. And for several reasons that I think that this could help you to get what you want, provided you tell us what you want and let us figure out how to help you get what you want. Because in most cases, you won't know what you want. I'd like to have you think about that. Okay, most cases, you won't know what you want. So I'm going to talk about that when we come back from our break, but I'm going to give you a clue. Most of us know what we like to do, and I'm going to stress the point of if you know what you like to do, then you probably do that all the time, or most of the time. Imagine combining what you know how to do with what you enjoy doing, and somebody's willing to pay you to do that. Imagine that being possible, because it is. And the reason it's possible, because it's important for you to ask yourself or to recognize how many people have already probably asked you, what do you like to do? I'm going to say it's probably been happening ever since you've been 2, 3, or 4 years old. It's a matter of you recognizing what it is that you like to do. Okay, now that you're a mother, in most cases, then you've grown up in a sense, you've experienced certain things in life, and you know some of the things that you enjoy doing. Anyway, so when I mentioned doing, meaning performing, because that's why it's so important to know what it is that you like doing or enjoy doing, because doing means functioning. And you've been functioning ever since you've come into this world. And it's very important for you to know that it did not require a test. It didn't require you to go to school and learn it. All it required was the energy, the interest that you have on the inside of you that inspires you to go do some things that you like doing or create things that you like doing, and then recognize that you've been doing them. Anyway, so But that's dedicated specifically for mothers. It really applies to all job seekers. But I'm addressing this in terms of helping mothers during the month of May to get some of the things that you would like to do that would allow you to grow more doing what it is that you like to do. But we're going to take a short break. And when I come back, I'm going to expand on that because it's about helping you to find the type of employment that you like doing. Okay.
Got no luck, but I'm gonna find my purpose. Gotta find out.
Job seekers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodge Podge Training. Would you like to have a job that you enjoy, or do you want to settle for something that you don't want to do? We train job seekers to find enjoyable and compatible jobs so that you're motivated and enjoy doing, and in most cases, being paid competitive salaries. If you are, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put job seeker. And I will get back to you and hopefully to help you find something that you enjoy.
Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to LinkedIn.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at LinkedIn.com. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Resources tab, and choose an article. That's at HodgePodgeTraining.com. If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen, internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
Mama said, Mama said.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, my Mama said.
Oh, Mama said. Mama said these things. We are recognizing mothers during the month of March and recognizing how you can apply what you may know as a mother in order to find enjoyable employment, which is totally different than just a job. And anyway, so I understand that our past guest or the guest is still on the line or back on the line, David.
Yes, Gene, I'm here.
Oh, great to have you back. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm sorry I lost my line for a bit.
That is okay. And I'm glad to have you back. And the reason I'm glad to have you back, because I believe you have something that you could also, I'm not going to let it out. First of all, tell us who you are and what do you do before I give out.
Well, David Asari, my full name is Aqua Asari, but David Asari is fine. And I am an entrepreneur. I started my own little business selling children's books designed to help people learn to read English. And that has developed into other things as well, including greeting cards. I have the world's most beautiful greeting cards that I'm beginning to sell as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm talking, this is the employment opportunities. I'm talking about ways that individuals can find enjoyable employment doing what they'd like to do. And so imagine yourself paying yourself like you are, doing what you enjoy doing. And in your case, you enjoy helping children. And I think that you enjoy that you found a way that you could possibly make a living out of doing that.
Yes.
Now, okay. So I like that. What I'd like to do is pick your brain and put you on the spot just for a second.
Uh-oh. Sure.
But that's what you do in terms of your books. What have you done in the past, or what else do you know how to do, or what have you done?
Well, in the past, I worked as an engineer. Actually, have a degree in physics, and wound up working in computers. Lovely jobs, I should say. But I think there was always a part of me that wanted to do something that I wanted to do. And a part of it is getting to do what you want to do, but then being able to help others with what you're doing is really what makes it worth trying to do something on your own.
Okay. What I'm going to do, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions.
Sure.
And I'd like to have you use your imagination and share whatever may come to your mind. That's number one. Number two is for you listeners out there, if anyone's listening that would like to find employment doing something that you enjoy doing, once you hear the question I'm going to ask David, you're more than welcome to give us a call. The number is 727-441-3000. And if you're watching this on Facebook or YouTube, the number's on my left side over here. It's 727, which you cannot see, but 441-3000 you might be able to see. But feel free to give us a call and ask a question, if you'd like, of David. But David, here's the question for you.
Okay.
And don't worry about the right answer. You're launching your business, so your business is off the ground. Then you're an author, and I think you've now started to publish your book.
Mm-hmm.
You've now started to distribute your book, and it's taking place in different countries and possibly different languages. If you were to expand your business, whereby you had to hire other help to help promote your books, possibly do things with languages, do things with social media. What types of skills and abilities would you like someone to have based on looking at where you might expand to, if that makes any sense?
It does, and I think a lot of people wind up working in jobs because of a paycheck, which I mean, we've all done, I'm sure. And
I have.
Yeah. That's what we wind up doing. I think there's an expression: if you do something you love, you'll never work a day in your life, because you're really doing what you love. And that's the sort of person that I would look for, you know, someone who wants to do something that just so happens to be what I'm doing, and that way the people that I might wind up hiring get to do what they want to do because they want to do it, not because I may need them to do it, but because they have a personal reason for doing what we might wind up doing. And I think that's the kind of person that I would like to have on my team.
Excellent. Excellent. Excellent answer.
Thank you.
I'm going to take you a step further. You've said the words in a sense, but what type of qualifications would
these people need to have in order to do what you're doing or to assist you in doing what you're doing?
There are many qualifications that people could have to say assist me, if you will, because the job of publishing books has many different stages of it, as in editing, production, printing, distribution, and I think it, depending on what skill set a person would have, skill set and desire, i.e., if they're involved in the editing process, that kind of gets repetitive. You know, it's like I I know because I do have a series of adventure books that I am looking to come out with shortly. Reading and rereading and correcting the book is a skill set that somebody who enjoys reading, enjoys the art of correcting stories or editing books, has to have intrinsic to themselves. You can't, you really don't want to have someone doing something that they are not skilled at doing and they don't have an interest in doing.
Okay. I'm just going to add to throw this out there. So would you possibly be looking for a mother who enjoys reading and enjoys proofreading that would like to help others to do that or become your lead person to make sure all that gets done?
Absolutely. Like I said, there are many facets to it. So whoever or whatever one is interested in doing and or excellent at doing, those are qualities that one would want to look for in building a team, as I am, to be able to get to an end goal. My personal objective is to get into as many African countries as I can. So anyone interested in expanding something into Africa would intrigue me very much, you know.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dream, and so long as we have a parallel dream or we have common interests and goals, I think it's easy to work with people that have a similar objective in life.
Okay. Alrighty. So that's one thing that you would look for. I'm sure you have other types of needs,
absolutely.
So if you have those other types of needs, what types of other functions would you like to have someone do or assist you in doing? Because the title comes last instead of first. The title comes along when you know what the functions you want done.
Yeah, I wrote my books and I illustrated them. I also edited them and then got them printed and published, and I'm selling them. There are other ways that one can use these books, and the first thing that comes to mind is having classes on the internet, translating these books into e-books that can be used for classes online. Anyone interested in technology, more so than, shall we say, books and teaching, may be of interest. Someone who can help me translate these books into a digital format that can be used as a basis for classes.
Okay, we're actually creating job descriptions in a sense, but we're gonna take a short break because I just thought of some things I want to throw back at you.
Yeah.
But we'll be right back. We're listening to David Asari, who's an entrepreneur, but expanding his company and possibly may have some job openings, and we're going through some of those parts. We'll be right back. Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know that now you can get Gene's books revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? Each book shows you how to develop a resume and cover letter using your life experiences. You will receive step-by-step instructions on the content, its rationale, and its importance for each book. His books are available in soft copy and digital formats on Amazon.com and HodgePodgeTraining.com. Eugene Hodge, an employment training consultant, has helped thousands of job seekers to find enjoyable employment at competitive wages using an innovative process by matching your needs with employer needs. The books are Resume, What's Its Purpose? And Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose?
To get Gene's books, go to Amazon.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for his books, choose a book. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Shop tab, choose books in a single or bundled formats. Coming soon, books in Spanish, Creole, and French format, all at HodgePodgeTraining.com.
Love your mamas. You're always your favorite girl. We're talking about mothers the month of March in order to recognize the things that you do in life and would like to do. And this is the Employment Opportunity Hour. So we're talking about mothers and possible things that they could do to find enjoyable employment. I'm on the phone with an entrepreneur. His name is David Asari, and he is the publisher of several children's books. And using only three letters.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Jane.
Now, his books are out on the market. He's got some in a few cities and a few countries. However, we're talking about jobs of which mothers could do, possibly from home, or mothers could do because they're looking for employment. And we just got through talking about what would go into some of the functions that David could use, because he's at a point where he's visualizing where else he could go with these. And one of them was taking his books and having online training happen over the internet. Is that right, David?
That is correct.
And yes. I was asking him what type of person would he like to have in order to do something like that, or has he visualized what type of things he would want this individual to do, or several individuals? Anyway, and so I believe that we're actually talking what goes into making up a job or a role, of which once you know the functions that you want the individual or individuals to do, then you could put a title on it and then publicize it. Does that make any sense, David?
It makes sense to me. I mean, I think the love for what you are doing, I used the expression earlier, you know, if you do something you love, you'll never have to work a day in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's almost the most important. Yes, of course, skills are unnecessary, and a background in whatever position one is applying for. But I think what it boils down to is getting involved in something that you like to do. That way, you really enjoy doing what you're doing as you do it day in and day out.
Mm-hmm. Now, based on where you are right now with your expansion, we were just talking about things that you like to get done, and the type of things you want that individual or individuals to do. Anyway, so I was thinking of what else would you like for that person to do in order to assist you, especially if it's online training, which is just one function, I would think.
The way I see it, I say that the world is my marketplace, and it could be doing something in some country in Africa or doing mm-hmm. something in Europe or South America. And I think using computers and technology the right way would seriously enhance that capability. Yes, I do have some skills, but not enough mm-hmm. to really sort of cover the entire scope of what may be needed.
Right.
And so, if I did find someone who had that expertise and could see the vision the way I do, you know, it would be something where we could figure out a job title, quote-unquote, as they say,
mm-hmm.
you know. But that's the direction in which I'm going, and that's the sort of person that I would like to find.
Now, could you use a mother that's home looking for something to do?
Oh, absolutely. I think with the COVID pandemic, you know, that came out.
Yeah.
A lot of us learned how to work from home.
Right.
Being in an office does not necessarily mean you're being as efficient as you could be. And so, well, like I said, many people have learned how to work remotely, and mm-hmm. that is always a possibility.
Okay. Have you identified any languages of as far as a starting point?
Not yet. I did mm-hmm. have one gentleman who was from Togo who was suggesting that he may like to help me convert my three-letter word books into French.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly how things would translate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something we have in the works somewhere down the line.
Great. Okay. Have you thought of any other positions that you might envision down the line?
Oh my goodness.
Or functions, because once you get the functions, then you can get the title.
Yes. Between you and me, I would really like to focus on developing product, if you will.
Okay. Explain that a little bit more.
I have 7 books in my bundle that I currently am selling.
Okay.
But I also have 4 more titles, i.e. 4 more bundles that I need to put together and dot the I's and cross the T's on.
Okay.
And that's where I'd like to go focus and find the right people who want to help me move forward with the other parts of the business.
Mm-hmm. For example, what other parts have you visualized?
Oh, definitely sales and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
I would be happy to concede the, if you will, if CEO title or a COO operations, just so I can sit in the back and continue with development. So, I mean, it would definitely be one of those negotiated positions, or they would be negotiated positions where the vision that I have would be a vision that would have to be shared by others that I would work with. And right now I am just beginning to take off or taking off, and you know, anything is possible.
Have you started looking for someone or many people to do that function?
Actually, I do have one or two people that I'm working with in order to build the structures that would be required to be able to handle actually hiring people. So I have associates, shall we say. I work as Echo and Associates, which is my BBA. And we're laying out the groundwork for much bigger and better things.
Okay. I'd like to have you. Would you consider students?
Actually, yes, I would. I mean, I think, I don't think, if you will, age is relevant. You know, it's like, or for that matter, experience. I mean, there's a certain amount of give and take that comes from an employer and an employee, if you will, where once the objective is similar or the same, you know, it's like one hand washes the other, as they say.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. That's just a tip. It's for anyone, actually, but I've been fortunate to participate in a entrepreneurial program at a university here in Greater Florida, but it was a entrepreneurial program of which students were trying to learn certain functions. They could work from home, learn about selling their businesses or their ideas, and it's possible whereby, in my case, I have access to students that are looking to start their own businesses. However, they're looking for employment. But imagine majoring in marketing, but you don't have anything to market.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's where I come in, because I have things that need to be marketed. But it's possible whereby through the educational institution, whereby you could help train those individuals to do what you like to do, and not necessarily have to pay them.
I would be interested in talking to you about that, yeah.
Or after 6 months or a year, maybe. Then you could hire them and pay them, but they'll know what to do, which would allow you to take on several individuals, look at how well they work, their qualities, the things that they enjoy doing, whether they enjoy doing it. And once they know what you want done, then you actually have a ready-made employee.
That actually sounds like a wonderful program. It also gives them, the students, an opportunity to look at me and what I'm doing.
Exactly.
And determine if
that is the way they want to proceed in life.
Because a lot of, yes. Thinking about that, we're going to take a short break, but think about that.
Okay.
Think about that, and we can talk about that a little bit more when we come back after break. Listen to myself and David Asari, entrepreneur. However, we're talking about creating jobs that could help any business and help any mother or person out there. We'll be right back.
This portion of Employment Opportunity Hour is brought to you by Web Dynamics 4U. Need a website? Web Dynamics 4U are professional web designers who can handle all of your web services. Check them out at the website www.webdynamics4u.com or call them at 1-866-530-2135. Again, the website is www.webdynamics4u.com. Mention that you heard of them at the Employment Opportunity Hour and get a 10% discount.
If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas. It's to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. Remember Mama in a happy way. And I hope all of you out there during the month of April celebrating Mother's Day, and we have the opportunity to do it on two sides of the weekend, but we're going to dedicate things like that all month. But remembering mothers in a happy way, but also remembering mothers that may be looking for employment. I'm on the phone talking to entrepreneur Mr. David Asari, who has a book company. Actually, he publishes books, let me put it like that, but he's on the phone. But we're talking about, as he expands his business, he's going to have needs, and we're talking about the types of things that he might need and the purposes, so that possibly some of you listeners out there would actually may be able to create a position or several positions for yourself based on the things. Once you know what he needs, you can look at the types of things that you do and the types of things that you need. So, David, did I seem to explain that okay with you?
Yes, you did. Absolutely.
And I got one big question for you.
Yeah.
And I haven't really done this on a show in a long time. But This show is called the Employment Opportunity Hour, designed to help people find enjoyable jobs based on what they enjoy doing right now. But the question for you is, you know what you like doing as far as the type of work that you've done in the past, the things that you're doing now to get your books out there. You know the things that you like doing. However, here's the question. What are some of the things you don't like doing?
Oh, gosh.
For example, I don't like putting together all of my schedules and programs, but somebody's got to do it. Mm-hmm. And so I got to look at my own writing, but I would like to have somebody type them up for me. But it's something I don't like to do, but it's something that I could use somebody else that likes doing that type of stuff. And so I'm just asking, what are some things that you don't like doing, if you don't mind sharing some of those?
I'm going to answer this one in the most honest way that I can. And it's actually going to probably sound counterintuitive. I don't like the idea, or I don't like sharing what I have with someone who does not want or receive what they expected to receive.
Mm.
It, like I said, it's a bit counterintuitive. I have been very careful about putting together my books the way I have them put together, such that they serve a purpose, such that for $1 or $1,000 or what have you, received payment, I know whoever is buying my books or buying my greeting cards or whatever I produce, my customer is getting what they want.
Okay.
I don't know if that answers your question. That's something that...
I didn't hear what you don't like doing.
Oh, I don't like giving people what they did not expect.
Okay. Can you think of anything else that you don't like doing?
Let's
just say I don't like traveling. I'm the type of person that... that likes to sit home and know my community, but I don't like traveling out to different places, meeting different people. I'm not saying that I'm like that, but I'm kind of paint the picture. If I did not like doing those things, who would do those things? Since the growth of my business requires people who like doing things like that. If that makes sense.
It does. When you put it that way, as I was saying before, I'm mostly concerned about my customers, and so far as things that I don't like doing, I would almost suggest it might be a situation where I might say I would almost like to see a mother or a grandmother representing my books as opposed to me.
There you go. Right. Okay.
I think for aesthetics, it probably would work a little bit better.
Right.
But
you got it. Okay.
In the meanwhile, I do it as I have to. But if I had an option, I would love the right Oma, the right grandmother, to be the representative face of my product.
Great, great. Now, I asked the question because our time's about to run out. But as a tip, this is for everyone, all the things that you don't like doing or you don't want to do, then find people who do like doing those things.
That's a good piece of advice. Thank you.
I mean, but we all are good at certain things, and there's other things we don't know how to do. There are things we think we know how to do, but we don't do it well. Mm-hmm. So it's important to recognize your own self first in order to know how to go ask the others out there, what do you like doing? Once you tell them what you need done, then you want to find out if they would like doing it. Because if they don't like doing it, they're not going to do it well. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to have you just think about those. But anyway, David, our time is just about up. But do you have any questions for me? Because I know I've kind of picked your brain a little bit. But do you have any questions for me?
Not so much a question, but really more of a thank you than anything else. Is yes, we have been friends for a long time, and I appreciate the fact that you give me the opportunity to come out and give my point of view on items and actually discuss where I'm at and where I'm going. And so it's a big thank you, Gene. That's what I have.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, but I'm paying it forward. Like I said, I'm pretty sure there's an awful lot of people out there that have assisted or helped me get where I could never imagine going, or did not know how to get there. And so, mm-hmm. But anyway, so I'm just sharing some of those things for all the people who don't think they can find enjoyable employment. I'm just saying it's very, very possible, provided you tell people what you enjoy doing. Anyway, so what's totally different than what you don't like to do? That's a different question. But it's very important to tell people what you like doing, and by describing how you do it. It's easy to tell somebody you like something, but if you don't describe how you do it so that we can sense how you like it, then we don't know that you like it. That's part of the problem with our workforce today. We pretend to do things that we sell people on, then we find out we can't do them, and they find out that we can't do them, and so two people are hurt.
Yeah.
And actually, three people if you're working for an employer. Anyway, so now you hurt your company. Mm-hmm. Non-intentional, but yet very intentional. Anyway, so that's why we call this the Employment Opportunity Hour, because it's about you creating the opportunities based on what you like doing. And when you talk about it, we will create those things for you. Anyway, so that's pretty much all I'm saying. But David, our time is up. Can you give out your contact information one more time? We got about 60 seconds.
So my email address is davidasari@att.net. And that's David, DavidAsare, at att.net. And my website is omasbooks.net, omasbooks.net.
Okay, well, thank you very, very much for your time, and thank you for sharing, and hopefully we can do this again in the future, because all the things that you like doing, enjoy doing, I consistently say that you have been doing it your way, and the only thing we're trying to do is to help you to continue to do it, because that's how we create the Employment Opportunity Hour. Go out and tell everybody what you like doing, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you very much, David. And we're out of here for the time being. Well.